This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. After almost 6 years, the United Nations has finally acknowledged its role in the cholera outbreak that devastated Haiti shortly after the earthquake that crippled the country. It was a confidential UN report that urged the Secretary General to admit that it was UN peacekeepers from Nepal who caused that outbreak, which killed at least 10,000 people and sickened hundreds of thousands in Haiti. Dr. Louise Ivers is Senior Health and Policy Advisor at Partners in Health and Associate Professor at Harvard Medical School. She just returned from Haiti and will be going back again next week. She joins me now from partner station WGBH in Boston. Dr. Ivers, welcome.
Hello.
It seems like people have known the UN was at fault for a long time now. There was a reluctance to acknowledge it. And even back at the time of the earthquake, accusations from Haitians that this was somehow spread intentionally by UN peacekeepers.
Yeah, so the outbreak started about 10 months after the earthquake. And very quickly after the outbreak, local people around the place where the first cases happened started to make protests and to be complaining about what they believed was the UN's role in this. Over the years since then, most experts would agree that the epidemic started through the inactions and actions of peacekeepers who were there in central Haiti. There's no evidence that there was any willful cause of the outbreak, but it certainly seems to be the result of faulty sanitation. So one could discuss whether that's negligence, but certainly the peacekeepers are the ones who are believed to have introduced the bacteria into an extremely vulnerable environment where the epidemic then just took off like wildfire, really.
So what does it mean now for Haitians who are still there that the UN has admitted culpability, at least in a private report that was reported by the press?
It's very much just a first step. What we really need in Haiti, those of us who take care of patients, those of us who try to protect the health of the Haitian population, is action. But we've been seriously limited by resources to do that. We just don't have the money to do it. So what we're really hoping is for finances to go along with the words of culpability. So we know exactly what to do. We have a plan of action that the government of Haiti has been behind and has constructed to do vaccinations, to do water and sanitation, to treat patients. Though what I'm hoping for is that the UN will now step up and actually finance that plan of action.
As devastating as the earthquake was 6 years ago, the cholera outbreak on top of it was just an additional assault on Haitian people. Is the cholera outbreak still lingering today? Are there effects that go on?
Oh, the cholera outbreak is still one of the biggest cholera outbreaks in the world right now in Haiti. Per population, there were more cases of cholera reported in Haiti in 2014 than were reported in any other country. So the number of cases compared to 2010 is substantially less. But if you just took this year or last year, it would still count as the biggest outbreak. It's just kind of fallen out of the news. And there are so many health challenges in Haiti, so many problems that everyone is dealing with, that sometimes it can be hard to focus on just one. But it's certainly a huge problem. And people are dying routinely and families are being affected every single day by this really serious disaster.
So with diplomatic immunity, there might not be any legal recourse against the UN or the Nepalese peacekeepers, perhaps. But what are the practical dynamics now of getting the United Nations to fund the efforts that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think the legal piece can be left to the lawyers, but certainly the practical piece is that we need money. And I would certainly call on the UN to action to find the resources that are needed to finance the plan to eliminate the transmission of cholera in Haiti. And I think the UN could go a long way towards restoring goodwill and helping to actually fulfill their mission in Haiti, which was to stabilize the country. You can certainly help to stabilize a country if you help contribute to the health of the population. So that would go a long way towards raising the funds to help us to do that.
Dr. Louise Ivers is Associate Professor at Harvard Medical School.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.